Let's find a place for it. I know a correct place that trying to remain alive not is good, it's the best and the most beautiful. It's survival in animal kingdom. Because that's how life survives, right? So whatever it does, it's practical, functional, it's doing. But human environment is different. Is it or is it not? We have those other universes, remember? The animals, they don't have that dream, imagination, and our existence. We have a bigger universe. In this bigger universe, remaining alive is not a problem, that's the animal part. That's where animal comes in. We are more than that. In that other space, it comes to be bad. What is bad? That feeling of competition in an animal universe, which is lovely and beautiful, we have to understand it's not a position. It's together. So that me, who is trying to remain alive by killing all, you understand that? No. He referred to that as a basic feeling, emotion, experience in animal, which is good in animal and is not good in you. Jealousy. So this is the source. Look at it. When you're jealous with someone, means you are separating yourself from that someone which is a part of you. Because we are living collectively. We are no individuals. Individuality and privacy and all that are illusions. We are all one. So jealousy, he said. And this jealousy, combined with that jahd, which we're trying to do, will make you a juhud. I told you juhud is a term, Arabic word, for the people who believe in their own personal effort only. So they don't believe in metaphysics, so this is the bad word made for Jews. Here is this king in the time of Jesus. He doesn't understand that Jesus and Moses, really? Two sides of one coin. These are two prophets of prophecy, which is the message of God and has nothing to do with the people. These are messengers only. He didn't understand this. He believed that Moses and Jesus are fighting, are oppositions. This is the animal way to see it. What he did, the easiest thing, ethnic cleansing, something like that, he thought. Let's kill the Jews. There is this Nazir who came and said, kill the Jews. They hide their beliefs. Let's trick them. With what?
Talk and
with listen. So many different arguments, which are each one is opposite of the other one. Remember these people he chose, and he said, okay, you will be my. You will inherit my position, but keep it secret. Give them the different orders. Each one really started with this, each one opposing the other one. And he showed you that, look at these arguments, that all of them are good, but they look opposition to the other one. Which one is correct?
They're all good.
Both
have
the correctness. Yes, they both are. Both sides of the coin. It's like that. This is what we are talking about. We are in this story. Up to the last lesson we had, he was talking about the different aspects of this and the deeds of that wazir, minister, or prime minister, something And the last story we heard was something which was a story within a story. Suddenly he let the kings drop the subject, as his method is, to bring in another sympathy. This is Layli. Layli is a very famous girl because he has a most famous love life. And for this culture, in this language, Persian and Arabic and all that, this lover is the most famous lover. Went to a British, he would say, Romeo. Suddenly Juliet is there, and the love symphony should start, right? For this culture is that way. Especially that way. What is the name of that guy?
Majnun.
Means?
Crazy.
This is opposite of sane. Insane. Junun is insanity. And Majnun is insane. They created this name because lover is insane. If you are sheep, honest, good state of mind. You never want to be in love. You want to be loved by everyone. That's what you want, because if they love you, they give you something, right? And animal wants to receive. Logic is for receiving. So logically, I want to be at the position of beloved. Everybody does, right? The other side of the coin is love. This culture, you will learn that don't dare to think to be loved. Do not dare, because there is only one worthy of being loved, and that's Haq. That's God. You want to have the same place? Place of beloved is that. For us, is the good place of lover good for us? If you get it, this is the lesson. He said, the Caliph one day saw the lady. Looking at this, like you go to a movie and they show a Juliet, but an ugly one. Say what? Yeah, that's the cliché. This cliché, this Caliph believes in that cliché and says, you are that lady the crazy one is in love with. You are not very pretty. He said, but you are not crazy. Craziness is an exception to rule of logic and brain and intelligence. At the same time, he pointed out that you don't have the eye to see the beauty. Why? Because this stupid Caliph is looking superficially at the physical form of a human being. And a human being is not its form, it's in essence. That Majnun is in love with the essence. He doesn't care about the eyebrow of the lady. This was the story. She said, listen, this is like something. Rumi wants to bring an example here to explain this. The first verse was the Caliph told this girl that you're not that beautiful. Suddenly Rumi said something out of text. A good example for this. What should it be? He said, oh, you king, you don't know the magic of being awake and sleeping. Even knowing it, you put it diversely. You said, oh, the one who is more awake is more asleep. The one who is more asleep is more awake. It works like that. It means you don't get it because you don't have the eye.